This weekend, the Smithsonian Channel is premiering a new four-part series focused on Yellowstone National Park. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Tom Wilson, the executive producer, and Eric Bendek, a producer and writer for the series, to get a behind-the-scenes look at how the wildlife-focused series was created. First, Bendek answers how the series tries to differentiate itself from other well-known Yellowstone stories.
One of the core ideas that I think we had going into the series was this sense that the same stories get told over and over and over again about Yellowstone, given that it's our backyard and we have, kind of a broader and more complex understanding of the ecosystem. We thought we could bring in stories that maybe hadn't been told as often, or dive into stories in a different way than they had been told before. So that was kind of our unique access, just being here every day, having it right in our own backyard makes such a huge difference. And we just saw the potential there for new stories, new approaches, new ideas.
What are some of those new approaches, new ideas, new stories that you guys were thinking about from the start that ended up being in the series?
Often Yellowstone shows, like Eric's kind of alluding to, you try to be all Yellowstone in like 1 or 2 hours. So by doing 4 hours of natural history, we knew we were going to need to delve into other stories, and that was really exciting to us. So one thing that we really tried to emphasize was, what if these films could follow characters from the beginning to the end, where you're not just seeing a vignette of a different animal doing something remarkable, but you actually kind of get to live with them and see how their struggles get them through the year or the seasons. In our Sub-Zero show, we followed a bobcat that has been hunting waterfowl on the Madison River. Really being able to track that bobcat from the film, from the beginning all the way to the end when it finally conquers the river, was a really exciting angle to be able to take to approach it at. In the bird show, Life on a Wing, we were able to interweave all different types of birds that inhabit Yellowstone and almost tell the stories that people are so quick to kind of brush over. But when you can get really intimate views into the nesting and rearing behavior of these different bird species and interweaving them together, it takes that whole bird life story to another level.
And how were you all able to find these perspectives?
Yellowstone, people have a sense of it that it is kind of like a safari park where, you know, you show up, you drive through, and you have all these experiences and encounters. But anyone who's been to Yellowstone knows it's way more challenging than that. You have to be very, very strategic about where you are, when you are there, exactly certain hours, certain days or weeks of the year. There's phenomena that's happening at no other time of the year. So learning really from the ground up all those core things about behavior, natural cycles, and following those through the year is just something that takes years and years. And Tom and I, even though Grizzly Creek has spent so much time in the field there, we're still learning new things every year, new behaviors every year. That just adds to our long history and knowledge there. But it is nothing like, you know, the safari type experience that you might expect.
And there was another key in having the 4 episodes from the outset over this production schedule is we could go out and maybe have a really great bird related encounter and know, okay, that's going to be great for the bird show. And then the next day we might have something with wolves and bears that we knew was going to go into our predator show. So having 4 films that we knew we were going to fill out allowed us to spend enough time and really be opportunistic in terms of what we were seeing and where that footage might go.
Obviously, there's challenges of filming in backcountry and in the wild. How did you overcome some challenges in the past 4 years working on this specific series?
in terms of camera equipment, batteries, our own gear to keep us warm and safe, it's definitely all a science that we're always getting better at it. I mean, I would do things differently the next time I went out. You always want to get better and better, and it's just been the many hours of doing it. You know, in terms of being in the backcountry, it's the same kind of safety protocols that you would use on any sort of backcountry experience. And then you just add to that the addition of all this camera equipment, which is highly technical, takes a lot of battery power, especially when it gets cold, the batteries last a lot less. So you're kind of doubling up in the weight you're carrying and just battery bricks. And then everything's digital now. We're filming everything at really the highest quality that a digital camera can film it at. So you have a lot of data cards and you're constantly offloading your data at night and you're managing your hard drives. So it's amazing what the technology has allowed us to capture, but it also is pretty much a full-time job unto itself and just keeping all that technology working properly so that when the right moment arises, it's going to be captured.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaking with Tom Wilson, the executive producer, and Eric Bendick, a producer and writer for the series.